Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thanks for logging on to YAT Radio. It's time for Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound, featuring the spirit-filled, soothing sound of a mind-blowing experience. Sponsored by the Williams Music Group.
All right, all right, all right. Thank you very much, sir. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Raising the Sound. I'm your host, Roderick Williams. How about that, Pastor Rod? What's up? Let's say a humbling prayer before the Lord so we can get the atmosphere cleared up this evening. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God, I come greeting you, Lord God, humbly bow down before you, Lord God, coming to you first, Lord God, just to say thank you for another day, Lord God. Thank you for your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, Father God, to ease the atmosphere, Father God, and turn things around and set another plan in place, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I ask right now, Lord God, that you calm my spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And let this be a powerful show, Lord God, and let us have fun, Lord God. We send up prayers for Mr. Brian Lusk, who's out doing your work right now, Lord God, still on the job, Father God, playing for you at the church, Lord God, being a minister of music. We greet him in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Cover this atmosphere, Father God. Cover the microphones and their airways, Lord God. Bless the homes, all that will be listening. Father God, we greet you in the name of Jesus. All God's children say amen, amen, amen. I pray all is well with everybody. You know what time it is. It's time to get things started. I'm going to start off things a little bit different today. I want everybody to suit up, though. Put on your full armor of God. Our special guest for today was Mr. Brian Lusk out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And just a brief moment about Mr. Lusk. He has done a lot of work, and he's actually has done three services today. I got a text from him. But he's a native and resident of Old South Baton Rouge and served as minister of music in Baton Rouge for us since the age of 15. He's also the founder of the Forum of Voices of Victory Ministries Community. He's a funeral director in Baton Rouge as well. Former GWAM assistant chapter, studied music education. So he's a music major out of Southern University. So we applaud him for giving the opportunity to try to make it here on time. But we pray for him once he leaves church and travels safely home. All right. So today we had to come up with something different. Plan B at the last minute. So y'all, let's jump into it. All right. So let's talk about some things today I want to talk about. I want to talk about the history of music. Let's start with some history of music. Everybody wants us to believe that our lifestyle and our generation of blacks, Africans, started at slavery, which is not the truth. We are the original people of the earth. We are the original kings and queens of the earth. And, we've always had a style about ourselves, a history of royalty and richness and wealth in our life. But music has always been a part of our history. You don't hear a lot of our music played a lot because, you know, it's us. But it's very unique. Banjos, drums, you know, congos, a lot of different instruments that were built by the Africans to perform this music. So it's very different. So I'm not going to talk a lot about history. I want to be able to go into my history of myself of playing the music so you can hear some of our history of music walking down the line. So here's plan B. So let's enjoy plan B. Let's sit back, relax, and y'all pray with me out there and let's have fun together. Let's kick into plan B. It's Raising the Sound. Right here on YAT Radio. We're going live, y'all. Let's kick in plan B. Let's go. How about it? Okay. Y'all forgive me on that right there. What just happened there? It was really grooving. I was really enjoying it. Let's get back to that though. Okay. All right, breaking chains, raising the sound after African Unique's tradition dance and music group. Check this out. Like I told you, our special guest, Mr. Brian Luss, Minister of Music down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, was unable to get here on time today, so we had to come up with a plan B. So plan B, we're going to walk through music a little bit, so I hope you sit back and enjoy it. It's something to be in radio for so long, and you have to just come up with a last-minute plan. And I panicked for a minute, like, what am I going to do? But God was like, all right, settle down, settle your pressure down and just do what you do. So here we go. You know, African music consists of complex rhythmic patterns, often involving one rhythm played against another to create a polyrhythm. And the most common polyrhythm plays three beats on top of two, like a triplet played against straight notes. Now, beyond the rhythmic nature of the music, African music differs from Western music in that it varies parts of the music does not necessarily combine in a harmonious fashion, right? So I had to get all of this together, y'all, where it talks about that African musicians aim to express life in their music in all aspects and through the medium of sound. It says African music does not have a written tradition. So is no written music to study or analyze. It's just embedded in us, and we know how to do it. But then it says that African music most closely adheres to four-note, five-note, six-note, or seven-note scales. And it says that harmonization of the melody is accomplished by singing in parallel thirds, fourths, or fifths. So you musicians out there will understand that type of talk, right? Because I had to just pull up some stuff and study real quickly in this last minute here to put a show together for you, Raising the Sound on YET Radio. So listen, we're gonna go on a little further here because there's some other things that our music that they want us to believe that our music comes to like one part of us. And when we were kings and queens, we had so much music that was embedded in us and who we were and what we were doing and how we lived our lives. And it was all about music, because when they brought us into this country and put us in slavery, that's when a lot of our gifts came out of us. And the thing about that is that, you know, we don't understand a lot of our gifts because we don't study our history. So let's study our history. It's the evolution of African American music we want to talk about. And slavery settled into the entrenched peculiar institution in the South. Slaves used music to ease the pain of their lives and sometimes to send messages. And Christianization brought the onset of spirituals and gospel music, and it's still very important to African American community today. And we're going to walk through the history of some of this music tonight. Bear with me and let's have some fun together, right? It's some Black History music on YAT Radio.
Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's a gonna trouble the water.
See that band all dressed in white.
God's a gonna trouble the water.
The leader looks like the Israelite.
God's a gonna trouble the water.
Ooh,
wait in the water.
Oh,
wait in the water, children.
Wait
in the water.
God is gonna trouble.
God's a gonna trouble the water.
Oh, see that band all dressed in red.
God's a-gonna trouble the water.
Ooh, it looks like the band that Moses led.
God's a-gonna trouble the water.
Oh, wait
in the water.
Oh, wait
in the water.
God is gonna trouble.
God is gonna trouble the water.
There's healing in the water.
God is gonna
trouble
the water.
Deliverance in the water.
God is gonna trouble the wild.
My God is gonna trouble, the water.
All right. Wade in the water. That was during our slavery era that our ancestors had to go through, and they did a lot of singing to each other in the fields, and you know, it says spirituals allow slaves to think about a new world where there would be freedom from toil and strife. And it was so much going on back there, lynching and murder and just doing a lot of damaging things to our families and to our communities. And the unfortunate thing is that a lot of that stuff we still see today. May not see a lot of lynchings out in the open, but, you know, a lot of things are still going on. And a lot of the spirituals that were sung back then and the way that they are now, it's not the same. It's like a business now, and we have to understand where we are. And we applaud all of those that are out there singing for the Lord and giving their life for the Lord. God bless you for that. But the ones that have sold your souls, just know that, you know, God is waiting on you to repent and wanting you to ask him to come and walk with you, because you definitely need him to walk with you to get yourself right. All right. Let's get this thing right. Let's walk through Black history of music.
Walk with me, God.
Better tell the Lord to come on and walk with you. We need him, y'all. Just tell him thank you. Thank you.
want you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Every day of my life, just to walk. Walk with me. 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 On a Monday, on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, on a Thursday, on a Friday, all the day long, all you can walk with me through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm a bit more evil. Walk with me. Walk with me. Walk with me. Walk with me. I'm through this now, through this barren land. So walk with me, Lord. I can't make it by myself. Walk with me. Walk with me. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Like I'm on the radio for real, y'all. Worldwide right now, though. My. Need you, Lord God, to walk with me. That's what I'm talking about. Our ancestors needed that music to get through them hard times out in the fields, picking cotton and getting beaten and murdered and slaughtered by the white man and treated, mistreated, and done wrongly. And listen, turning the other cheek, calling on the Lord instead of fighting back and defending themselves. You understand what I'm saying? A humble people. And they call us just, you know, they got all kind of names for us, but we choose to be like our Father. We choose to be like our big brother, Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? We choose to be led of the Holy Spirit. So, you know, as we walk through this journey of African music and there was a lot going on with our people. As time went on because here was a time when all of the music meant something. When you listen to the music now, it puts a different message in the atmosphere. And we wanted to do Raising the Sound to bring a different sound back to the atmosphere because we felt that it needed it. And you know what I'm saying? Those songs like that is telling the Lord to come and walk with us. Now we are inviting violence and different things that have no merits to our families and our communities and our children. So as the era went on, the end of the Civil War freed the slaves, but the cotton glut after the Reconstruction left most of the South desperately poor. A new form of music born in depression and poverty swept the country, everybody. You know what that was, right? It was called The Blues, YET Radio. We live, y'all.
All right. Okay, we're gone. Roll it. Yeah, bring me champagne when I'm thirsty. Bring me a roof for what I want to tonight. Well, you know what, I'm lonely. Pray my woman spell right down here by my side. Well, you know it shouldn't be no law. It's people that want to smoke a little dope.
We don't encourage it.
Well, you know it's good for your head, and it relax your body, don't you know? Mr. Muddy Waters, our freed ancestors got into the blues during that era, right after slavery, after the Civil War, as they say, we were so-called freed slaves. Pastor Kim says they didn't give us 40 acres and a mule, so we weren't freed. So, you know, the very first reported blues show was in 1916 on Ashley Street, and that's down there in Jacksonville. And guess who the performer was during that time? Her name was Ma Rainey, and she was she was the one singing the blues at the time at the first concert. She and Bessie Smith were the forerunners of the new style of the new blues and Muddy Waters, and it was something. So you know, we got to enjoy Black history of music. YAT Radio.
Don't know the way to burden or with the weight of gold. I had the blues so bad, I slipped right down on my floor. I felt like going on a mountain, jumping over in the sea.
Y'all liking it so far? Breaking Chains presents Raising the Sound, the history of black music, the evolution of the African-American sound. Oh man, I tell you, our next century turned into something else that as the evolution started changing. We started heading into a more upbeat sound, which was heard. And believe it or not, y'all, guess where it came from? It came from the barbershop. James Weldon Johnson believed that the barbershop quartet had its beginnings in Jacksonville as well. And guess what? It says that it noted that every barbershop almost had his own quartet. And the most amazing thing is, listen to what it says. It says that the barbershop quartet has a special sound. You know why? Because it was exclusively black. You know, it said because at the turn of the century, virtually all barbers was black. It was an occupation for them who didn't want to work in the fields. So they became barbers and they started, they were singing. They was taking their music that they was singing in the fields and they took it on their jobs, which was in the barbershop. Ladies and gentlemen, the century of the barbershop quartet, Raising the Sound, the evolution of black music. How about that? Right here on YAT Radio.
Well, it's over and over. Oh, oh, no. Oh, 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 no. I'm going to school about on the women's side, but it's over and over. Oh, oh, no. Oh, oh. Oh,
Noah, Brother Noah, my God's talking, said he would ride on the wind and tide.
Hey, children, stop, steal, and listen to me. God walked down to the branded sea. He declared that the aim of the sent from man, and then he decided to destroy the land. He spoke to Noah, Noah, stop. He said, Noah, I want you to build me an ark. I want you to build it 3 cubits long. I want you to build it big and strong. I want it 50 high and 50 wide so it will stand the wind and tide.
It's oh, oh, Noah. Oh, oh, Noah. Oh, oh, Noah. I've got to go to ride on the wind and tide. But it's oh, oh, Noah. Oh, oh, Noah. Oh, oh.
Oh, Noah, Brother Noah, my God's talking, said he would ride on the wind and tide.
Well, after the foundation was laid, then Noah began to hew and build. The ringing of the hammer clad judgment, the hewing of the saw clad celery pest. 100 years he hammered and sawed, building the ark by the grace of God. Now when the ark was done, God's voice was heard. He said, now Noah, let me tell you what to do. Calling the animals two by two. So he called them in an ark, two by two. He called the birds, the ox with the kangaroo. Then he called in Japheth, the ham and sham. Then God began to flood the land. He raised his hands to heaven on high, shook the stars and moon from the sky, shook the mountains, he troubled the sea, hit the wind to his chariot wheel. He stepped on land, stood on the shore, and he clapped that time it wouldn't be no more.
But it's over, Noah, oh, oh, Noah, oh, oh, Noah, God's gonna ride on the winning tide.
Oh, my, 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 the Black Barbershop Quartet.
Let's go!
I'm not ready for you, Pastor Mike. Listen to this right here. How about that, just as usual, I'm going to say it like this. You know how we are on Breaking Chains. The white man came in with his white barbershop quartet and tried to steal the sound and take over the quartet sound. Everything that we try to put out there, they're going to come and take it from it. I'm not going to say everything we try. Everything that we've invented from the beginning of time up until this day, they have taken charge over, brought it, bought us. Somebody black has sold their soul to the devil. And I tell you, man, it's time out for that, man. You got to stop doing that. You got to stop doing it. Hey, we're in that next century of the barbershop quartet.
Get on, better get your ticket now, my cheap.
Wow, the Black Barbershop Quartet. Oh, man, that evolution right there, man. I wasn't born there, but, you know, I'm sitting here grooving right now, so I don't know how you feeling, but I'm glad you're hanging out with me this evening. We're on Raising the Sound, and, you know, this is my plan B. Our special guest couldn't make it this evening, so we had to come up with another plan, and I thank God for, what do you say, cool your nerves down and just settle in and just do what I tell you to do, and it's going to be all right. So we're walking through the evolution of black music tonight. And I thank you all for hanging out with me. You're listening to Raising the Sound being brought to you by the Williams Music Group. So listen, our next evolution comes in and it's time for a war to take place. In the depths of World War I, a new sound began sweeping the world, originating where? In New Orleans, Louisiana. And it's called jazz, the instrumental equivalent of the barbershop quartet. It says smooth harmonies and teamwork are still the vocal point of New Orleans jazz. And we still love jazz today. It's not relevant in the atmosphere anymore. You don't hear a lot of it, which I feel that we should. Jazz was a very it's just an awesome style of music. So let's step into a new era of black music. And this is jazz, ladies and gentlemen, and I want you to enjoy. Oh man, you know, because jazz is a very soothing type of music. And I'm trying to get something up here for you so we can get into it and enjoy it, because I need you to really get into some jazz music right here. And you ready for it? Here's some jazz for you right here on YAT Radio. We live, y'all. You know, jazz was played from coast to coast and exported to Europe with American soldiers, where it quickly became the toast of Paris. So jazz was everywhere, and it originated in New Orleans, and Mr. Louis Armstrong brought it out of there. And I tell you, man, it is growing. Jazz is so popular.
I see trees of green. I see them blue for me and you, And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the skies, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Wow, I hope you're enjoying this show. I'm enjoying these sounds, man. Soothing, smooth. It's Raising the Sounds right here on Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, 858-357-9137. Pick up the phone and get involved in the conversation, man. Talk to me about this music thing, man. I'm enjoying it. Hey, we're doing it right here for you, Raising the Sound. I've been brought to you by the Williams Music Group, and I hope that you are really enjoying the show. How about that? YAT Radio.
You're listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound on YAT Radio.
Don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is swing.
Makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm every little thing you've got.
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
Thank you.
right. I'm telling you, we having a ball. Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, man, I tell you, the music was awesome back then. And as we walk through the era, you know what I'm saying, the music starts growing. And guess what? All of a sudden, there's a new sound that comes on the scene, and it's called R&B, rhythm and blues. And the thing about it is that music there came from out of nowhere, man, and it was just so powerful. And the way that I'm gonna walk into this music right here, check this out. I'm not gonna even say nothing. Let Barry bring it in for us. We'll be right back. That's one of my favorites right there, y'all. I wasn't planning on letting it play all the way through like that, but it just hit me. That song hit me because that was the introduction to radio in my life. My dad came to Mobile, Alabama, met my mom, and that song came out. I was 5 years old, and that was one of my dad's favorite theme songs when he was on the radio. So I was introduced to radio during that era. So, you know, thank y'all for hanging out with me. We get ready to kick off this second hour. It's Raising the Sound. It's the evolution of black music. And we're having a ball with this thing, man. I'm over here all in my feelings right here thinking about my dad, thinking I'm on WGOK back in the day listening to that old school. Hey, we having fun. We got to kick off the second hour, 858-357-9137. Just have fun with me. Pastor Roz hanging out with you. The evolution of black music, raising the...
Good afternoon, and thanks for logging on to YAT Radio. It's time for Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound, featuring the spirit-filled, soothing sound of a mind-blowing experience. Sponsored by the Williams Music Group.
And go. You reach for love, but life won't let you know that in the end you'll still be loving her. But then she's gone, you're all alone. I never learned to give myself. I've been a fool, but right now I need someone else. Well, 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 just like Port Blue, I blow my horn if you just lead me home. Baby, I should have known. It takes a fool to learn that love don't love nobody. It takes a fool to learn that love. Sometimes you gotta suffer. Make it bad for God to see that. Well, well. Oh, yes, it does. That love don't love no one. No one. Spite of pain. But I won't take the blame, no, no. I gave her all the love I had within. My love was strong. Love, 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 love
That R&B got introduced into the scenery, y'all. That's the Spinners, I tell you. Love don't love nobody, but we know that love is everything. It's Miss Irene Johnson where it says love is what love does. But you know what I'm saying? We got to love everybody. That's what God wants us to do. Christ said that we will love him with all of our heart, mind, and soul, and we will love each other as he has loved us, as we love each other. So the evolution of black music took a turn down there in Detroit, up there in Detroit, Michigan, and by a man named Mr. Barry Gordy, started a small record company in Detroit called Motown. And Mr. Gordy signed a lot of great artists back in the day. And here's one of them right here.
Mother, there's too many of you to cry. Brother, there's far too many of you die. You know we find to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and here today. Oh, picket line and picket sign. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Evolution of black music is heard right here on Raising the Sound and Breaking Chains. Pastor Rod hanging out with you. Yeah. I know. You come on. Why he playing that kind of music? Listen, I said the evolution of black music. You know, during that era, there was a lot going on. The civil rights era, a lot of things that were happening in our communities, in our homes. Our families were strong then. Our communities were trying to come together during the civil rights era. And the African-American community was going through something that was unheard of, and we were being brutalized. We were just dealing with a lot of things, and you know what? We at least had love in the atmosphere, and you know what I'm saying? Let's find out what happened to us. Some of the music, when you listen to the music, go back and pull some of your old music out and take a listen to it, and listen to the lyrics and what was going on with the music, because we come from African music. To slave music, to the blues, to the gospel, we put out all genres of music for us to be able to soothe our soul, to be able to overcome, and also to dance and have fun. You know what I'm saying? That was a part of it, too. How about that? Let's do that, too.
It's been a long time. I never think I'll see you again. See you ever.
YAT Radio, Pastor Rod live doing the evolution of black music. Oh man, we rolling with this thing. I hope you're enjoying the show. I really am. We moving on through these guys right here. Serious Marco music industry. YAT Radio doing the evolution. that right there. Earth, wind, and fire, the elements of the universe. As we move into the, the R&B era of black music is like the biggest, you know what I'm saying, genre of music. You know, we got jazz, we got blues, but R&B stretches so far and wide that it's amazing. And we're enjoying the evolution of black music. Doesn't take a lot of talk. You just listen to the music and enjoy. Hey, this is my plan B. I want to send big outs and big ups to our special guest supposed to have been on today, Mr. Brian Lusk, who got caught up in church. He's minister of music, had several services to do today and didn't get out in time. So, you know what I'm saying? After a panic attack, I had to come up with a plan B, so I had to spend some time with the Lord, and this is what he gave me. So I thank God, and I give him all the honor, glory, and praise for what we're doing today, because he embedded this in us, the evolution of black music. Don't be ashamed of it. Everybody wants to be like you, so be proud of who God created you to be. We're in the evolution of black music on YAT Radio, breaking chains, raising the sound. I know you're enjoying this, man. I'm having a ball playing this for you. The evolution of black music is in full swing on YAT.
You're listening to Breaking Chains
Raising the Sound on YAT Radio.
We need to get back to that, having a message in our music. You know, I'm saying a lot of music now is just about money. It's not about a message. It's not about soothing your soul. It's not about making you feel good. It's not about any of that. So, you know, no disrespect to anybody, but, you know, it is what it is. By the 1980s, problems in urban living had reached a climatic level. Poverty, crime, drugs, violence threatened to tear apart the fabric of African-American life in our black communities. So in this emotional time, a new form of music was born. It was a lament against urban poverty, like the blues had been a lament against rural poverty. Also, like the blues, it torched the chord and quickly spread everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, rap and hip-hop popped on the scene. And look at here. Boy, did it go somewhere. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the new era, rap and hip-hop.
Party people, get funky. Show silent folks, get funky. Don't do nothing, get funky. Yeah, just hit me. Just hit the funk.
About that, y'all, we stepped into a new evolution right there, man. The evolution of black music, heard right here on Raising the Sound, YAT Radio. You know, rap became so popular it morphed into hip hop and returned some instruments to a mix. And then, you know, hip hop is still raw. A lot of it is vulgar today, reflecting the hard life on the streets. But many artists have moved more mainstream. A lot of things are going on out here in the music now that's totally different from when it first hit the scenery. And you know what I'm saying? It's something about the music, man, and we have to do something about to change the culture of our communities. We can do that. Being in radio, I was in radio for 35 years, so I came in after it was my dad, then my brother, then me. So you know what I'm saying? There was a lot of music going on then, man. So we walking through the evolution of black music, YAT Radio.
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
When all is ready, I throw this switch.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Pump that bass.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin from our on-the-spot passport.
Oh, my gosh. The music just turns me on.
Thinking of a master plan.
Death with the record. Death with the record.
Thinking of a master plan.
Death with the record. Death with the record.
Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deeper, but still coming up for less. So I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money. I used to be a stick up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did.
One, two,
I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9-to-5. If I thrive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a tape for me and Eric being a nice big plate of fish, which is my favorite dish, but without no money, it's still a wish, cause I don't like to dream about getting paid, so I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made, soon as the test to see if I got pulled, hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
One, two, three,
By George,
even London
grew. Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Wait a minute, you better talk to my mother.
Man, we doing it, ain't we? It's the evolution of black music.
It's so fresh.
It is. It's so fresh.
Good night, kids.
Hey, y'all, we having a great time. YAT Radio, Pastor Rod hanging out with you. Yeah, yeah, I get down just like that because, you know what I'm saying, that is, that's the evolution of black music. That's where we come from. That's who we are. And, you know, we got to make sure that we don't forget where we come from. You know what I'm saying? Remember who you are. Don't ever, ever forget your history and where you came from. Everything that's going on in this world comes from who you are. And one thing about it is that they try to take it from them, but you need to start telling them one thing. Tell them, Hammer.
Can't touch this.
You better tell them. belongs to you.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hits me so hard. Make me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I doing? Yeah, that's how we living, and you know, can't touch this. Look in my eyes, man, can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics.
Can't touch this.
Fresh new kicks and bands, you got it like that. Now you know you wanna dance, so move out of your feet and get a fire girl and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, bump a little bit and let the noise go on like that, like that. Pull a little bit and fall on back, let them know that you're too much, and this is a beat they can't touch. Yo, sound the bell, school is in, sucker. Can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them fat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know, you talk about the hammer, you talk about a show that's hot and tight. Fingers are tight, so fast, from a white or a tape. Two words, what's it gonna take in the 90s to burn the chart? Legit, either work hard or you might as well quit. That word, because you know, can't touch this.
That's what we got to start telling y'all. They're trying to take everything from us. MC Hammer was in that evolution of rap and hip-hop. And you know what? You know, they still trying to take things from us. It's time for us to stand up and say enough is enough, though. You know what I'm saying? We say it every day. Enough is enough. And that is the bottom line. How about that? We're moving through the evolution of black music. It won't be long and it'll be the end of the show. So I'm trying to get as much in as I possibly can. And I'm going to come back to something, and we're just going to do it the way we got to do it. Before we get out of here, we got 20 minutes. Let's do it. The evolution of black music changed over into the gangster. Uh-oh.
Everybody to the wild, wild west, a state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest, like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass pimp be, the state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp be. On a mission for them greens, lean, mean, money making machines, serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes, ever since honeys was wearing tattoos. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining, like a Rob Liberace. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pay. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
Don't y'all get offended out there, all right? That's two mixtures of artists, Dre and Pop. We get out the gangster in a minute.
Back then.
How about that? That's that gangster rap era that came into the black music from the streets. They said that they did that music and they wanted to gangster rap to come out so they can to take it out on their music instead of taking it out on the streets because of the things that they were experiencing, the poverty, the infiltration of drugs and dope into the communities, the breakdown of the Black Panther Party, the COINTELPRO, and you know what I'm saying, J. Edgar Hoover coming in and doing things. So all of these things were coming out into the music and the evolution of black music into our communities. But when it all boils down to it, y'all, you know what I'm saying? 35 years of radio, went through all of this, was a part of it, played a lot of this music. You know what? It brings me back to the place where I am today. And I thank God for changing my life, bringing me out of those streets and bringing me to where I am today. And you know what I'm saying? I enjoy doing what I do today because I serve the Lord, not the streets. So, you know what I'm saying? That brings me to where I am right now. As we come to almost the close of the show, Plan B on Raising the Sound, Breaking Chains, YAT Radio. How about that?
Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus.
Yeah. Back on the grind again. I know it's been a little while, but it's time again. Folks got the crate where you gon' rhyme again. I'm like, hold up, give me time, my man. See a lot of things change, some stay the same. I'm from H-Town to D-Town to Memphis, man. One thing, it's a show everywhere I go. People caught up in themselves, money cars and clothes, yeah. They talk about it all the time and put it in their song. They drive around and play it loud like it ain't nothing wrong. And all they talk about is simple stuff. Got everybody acting bad, thinking that they a thug. And they trying to try me out, but now they ain't gonna count me out. I got a backpack full of tracks, plus I keep a Johnny Mac till we can find it out. Plus I'm bumping these Jesus teeth whenever they see me. People looking all confused as every one of my tunes is screaming Jesus teeth. I was bumping that Tripley, BJ rolling with me. Both our heads nodding like we dozing or we tipsy. But we ain't been drinking, man. Now this song just banging, man. Gotta screaming Jesus out the window while we changing lanes, while we just
riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music, riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus, riding with my top down, top down, riding with my top down.
Yeah, if you hear that bass bang, can you see it in your streets? That stuff your boys playing, man. It's gon' be them deep beats. That stuff we bumpin' ain't that lean with it, rock with it. Nope, it's that change of life and please let the rock hit. All the stuff that we bumpin' to Santa Crate. Crate 116, I pray to crate. One lost that fan, but we damn it crate. Then the thoughts all start, but we fan of light. Never stand and rate. Super side to the good in a fan who like, cause the gospel is good. In the past, I don't think y'all understood. Now y'all done messed up, let us out in your hood.
Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
You like music from rap to gospel, but you probably never heard nobody rap the gospel. Different sound, but the truth's the same. With no choirs, no bands, but the truth remains. We got fam in the clique, set the booth of flames. Saying news up the city like Deuce of Flame. If you're lost in the flow, don't lose the name. Jesus Christ, the king of the Jews, my man. This ain't entertainment, don't time the truth. But you'd rather hear a song about shiny coops? Nope, not fat, not gat, not killer rap. 100% Christ, the blood spiller rap. Y'all feeling that? Rap rapture with the gospel truth. Hey, trip, yo, really back. Y'all feeling that? Rap rapture with the gospel truth. Hey, trip, y'all really back.
Car, you hear that boom bell. And you hear some dudes rap. It ain't them folks that boast. It's folks that tell you where the truth
okay,
at.
Okay.
We don't want to hear bad dimes and dope. No. We don't want to hear bad knives and smoke.
No.
We don't want to hear bad moving packs and foolish cats who lying folks.
No.
We do want to hear bad Christ that came.
Yeah.
We do want to hear how lives have changed.
Yeah.
We do want to hear how God is pleased and theology at the Bible, man.
Okay.
It's Jesus music, turn heads. So turn it up and let them know.
Let
and now we do, he first and it's Jesus music. Better broke
riding, riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music, riding with my top down.
That Jesus music's better, bro. We got to worship him and honor him because he is the king, yo.
Let's establish that he's Israel's king. So in Matthew 1:1-117, we see his lineage and trace way back in the time that legally he was fine in the Davidic line. And genealogically, he's still king of the Jews because the book of Luke exposes genetical clues. See, a true king, though he didn't do it in the physical, he brought a new covenant, the frigium and the spiritual. And after some time, wise men from the east came looking for the new born king in the streets. I know some of you dudes may cruise a forerunner, but Christ had to do to use as a forerunner.
Oh,
your promoter
yeah.
don't cut it
yeah.
like John the
That's
Baptist.
Tough.
You need publicity stunts, so you dating an actress.
Oh.
A real king got somebody bringing the news that his kingdom's at hand and they ain't fit to lace up his shoes. So tell me, who's anointing all these so-called kings? They all self-proclaimed, and man, that's a dangerous thing.
What? That's tight,
Yeah. Okay. See ya. A lot of cats going around talking about they the king, you know what I'm saying? King of this, the king of that. Well, I think we need to get this straight. There's only one true king. Hey, Flame, come help your boy out, man. Let's get into this one, man. Yeah. Who the real king? He was raised up in Nazareth and
raised on a scissor.
Never got drunk, got high. Prophesied King Isaiah 9.
That's the wizard.
Real king and it don't matter.
A king's a real shepherd, dog. Asking people's favor, y'all. Not a self-seeking player, all about the paper, dog. Call him the Messiah, anointed one to save you, bro. Call him on the humble, but you'll see him rain later. These self-proclaimed kings bragging cause they on chrome. But 26 inches is a pretty low throne.
Like kids playing in their daddy's clothes when he's gone. The clothes don't fit and daddy's coming back home.
Really, this is foolish, man. You don't wanna do this, man. The king of kings is coming back, a theocratic ruler, man. What if you should pass away? You see him on the last of days. There ain't no making deals, so really, what is there you have to pay?
Who the king?
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 Jesus Christ, who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Jesus Christ, running, man.
Who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Jesus Christ, who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Jesus Christ, running, man.
Yeah. We talking about the sovereign ruler, dog. Hey, Flame, man. Why don't you enlighten us who the king is, dog? Let's get it.
Oh, how excellent is his essence, we reverence his name.
Ooh.
Our silly peasants, we present, we trying to steal his fame.
Ooh.
You carry 45, AKs, king of the fools. But you can't make a day, you can't take away from the king of the fools. See what I'm about to make today when you face to face, we let you know.
Ooh.
We wanna be a king, we'll bring a dude, major thing, but he's a ringleader. You must be joking, you smoking, plus you buying that Buddha.
Ooh.
I defy him when you can rely on the lion, the shooter.
Ooh.
Supreme ruler, shining brighter than Jacob the jeweler.
Ooh.
Jewelry, cause it's true indeed, he's saving the loser.
Ooh.
Cross the price of that truth, follow him, lose your life, and that's true. Gain new life, and gather that loser. Of your own throne, and follow Jesus. Rolling big whips, I'll make you no pain. Out of them splits, I'll make you no king. Pretty big screens, I'll make you no pain. Out of them keys, I'll make you no king. You can run a trap, own a house that's more black and mild. You be a king when you can do things like roll back the clouds.
Who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Jesus Christ, who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Jesus Christ, running man.
Who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Jesus Christ, who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Talking about absolute sovereignty. Who rules over the earth in its entirety will be back to reign. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. Jesus Christ is King of the Kings. Yeah. Respect
it. You better believe it. You better study it and show yourself approved unto God so you'll know these things. Workman unashamed, rightly dividing the word of the truth. What's going on, Pastor Rod? Hanging out with you, Breaking Chains, YAT Radio. Raising the sound, man, I had to click into plan B. I had to go into a whole different gear, man. I thank God for just cooling my nerves, man, bringing me back around. You know what I'm saying? Gave me a massive headache, man, because I was like, what am I going to do? Mr. Brian Lusk, I love you, man. Thank you for being out there doing the work of the Lord out in the vineyards, man. Thank you. God bless you. Hey, don't forget to join us next Sunday. A gospel rap artist, Sky, will be here. He'll be here talking about his life, his music, and his plans, his future plans. We'll have a live guest next week talking about his music. Rap artist, gospel rap artist, Sky, will be here. So we'll be promoting him. So be on the lookout next Sunday for him right here, Raising the Sound, back at our regular time at 5 p.m. We'll be on the air tomorrow evening, a special assignment, 7 p.m., right here on YAT Radio. Man, I've been enjoying myself tonight. I just thank you for hanging out with me, being a part. I see Pastor Joseph is hanging on with me. I got a couple of minutes, so let me bring him on. God bless you, Pastor. How you doing this evening? Thank you for hanging on, man, and taking a listen to the show, The Evolution of Black Music. What you say about that, brother?
Hey, man, God bless you. I just thank God. I appreciate you. It's awesome. Music is a part of life. I had to realize that myself. I gave up on music 3 or 4 times, but I keep coming back to it, and I just can't shake it. I believe I could do it forever now since I just, you know, keeping God first and everything. But I thank God for music. It's, I like how you said about the slaves. They cool, they mind, calm they mind. And man, even you said they had a message. It was like a message in it, you know, like a secret code, I guess, you know, singing songs, and another person heard it. But, you know, try to, you know, speak between the lines back then in the fields and stuff, you know, just singing the song. But it was awesome. It encouraged me, you know, just to not take those songs for granted. You know, I think Walk With Me, Lord. I mean, they probably literally meant that, walking down them dark highways, people trying to kill them. Come
Amen.
On the wall with me. Because I used to laugh at that song, but I got more respect for it. I appreciate you for doing that tonight, Pastor. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for hanging out with me tonight, man. We'll see you through the week, man, as you come on and let's break change for the rest of the week. You have yourself a blessed evening, you and your family, man, and we love you much.
Love you.
Amen, everybody. Thank you for being with us tonight, man. It's been powerful, powerful, powerful show. It just goes to show you how good God has been to us. We do a lot of murmuring and mumbling and complaining, but God is still allowing us to breathe and see another day. So find your niche, find your joy, find your peace and happiness in what God wants you, and you'll be able to get through the evolution of your life. Because every life has had changes to go through it. Music has brought us a mighty, mighty long way. So let's get back to some music with some meaning, everybody, with some respect in it. Stop degrading ourselves through the music. This is something that comes from our culture. So let's be respectful in our music. Let's get back to that. Let's stop selling our souls through music and degrading our women through music, our children, teaching them violence and things that are degrading our communities and tearing our families apart. Let's get away from that and get back to music that has a meaning to it, that has a message to it, all right? We want to break chains, all right? We want to help to change the things. It's Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound, YAT Radio. Here's Drew Tony. God's been good.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very beautiful moment right now. We got a very special guest with us here today, Kenny K. Love the Dream, you know what I mean? And he's gonna bless us with what God has given him, you know what I'm saying? Wave your hands in the air. Hey, God has brought you out of anything. Sing along with us today.
Oh Lord, you've been good to me.
I can't see you.
Stood by my side and kept me safe while I was in the street.
Yes, sir.
Lord, I thank you for all the blessings that you've bestowed on me. Sometimes I wanna give up this fight, but you showed me such the light. Oh, it's alright. Oh, you've been good to me.
That's a fact, bruh. Got you a 7, I didn't even ask for backup. Hey, times when I was about to act up, I know it was you that told me to put the strap up. I remember when I first started my rebelling, I was a church boy, look at me now, I'm a felon. And it's a blessing when I look back at your mercy and your grace, but none correct, that should've killed me, took the pistols in my face. Hey, to your love, I can see no end, that's why I'm repping, got another man, it's C-O-N. And it don't matter how you see your win, you put your faith in Jesus Christ and brother, you gon' win. See, I'm a living witness, and it's my prayer that everybody listening get this. Ayy, gotta wash your dirty dishes, give you new life and put you back in business. I know, cause he's been good to me,
stood by my side and kept me safe while I was in the streets. Lord, I thank you for all the blessings that you bestowed on me. Sometimes I wanna give up this fight, but you showed me to the light. Oh, it's alright. Oh, you've been good to me.
They said I wouldn't live to see 16. Can't count the time the Lord done saved me. Man, I know I drove my grandmama crazy, cause I refused to change. Fell in love with the street life. Y'all, the dope game became my wife. Like the police, I'm ran from pride, cause I couldn't see him trying to save my life. But time
my hand, said he never turned his back on me. Now I can see the Lord, you've been good to me.
Good to me.
And listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound on YAT Radio, featuring the spirit-filled, soothing sound of a mind-blowing experience. Sponsored by the Williams Music Group.
May God be with everyone tonight. May the blessings of the Lord be with you continuously. May he keep you comforting through the night and allow you to see a wonderful day tomorrow. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. God bless you. We love you. Amen and good night.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.